Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
That you choose the right man.
你选择对的人。
Is this the man?
这就是人。
Who makes heaven and earth?
创造天地的。
Is this the one?
这就是那个吗？
We know this is the man.
我们知道这就是那你拣选的。
Because Jesus is rising within our hearts.
因为耶稣在我们里面兴起来。
The Holy Spirit is preparing you and setting you apart.
圣灵在准备我们，使我们分别为圣。
The times of high visibility is going to come.
现在呢，高度明显被看见的时候已经来到了。
Because God is going to use His people.
因为神要使用他的子民。
He's going to show the world.
他要让世界看见。
The wise Solomon.
就是。有智慧的所罗门，
He's going to show the world,
他让世界看见
the Son of the living God,
永生神的儿子
the greatest manifestation of Christ manifesting in your life is about to happen,
更大基督的彰显在你的生命的将要发生
Don't let the devil tell you you can't,
不要让魔鬼告诉你不能做不到
Don't let your stupidity bring you into trouble,
不要让你的愚蠢使你得到问题
Learn how to control your emotions,
懂得怎样控制你的情绪
Learn how to control your temper,
要懂得怎样控制你的脾气
Be Christ-like,
就好像基督这样
because only Christ can cross the stormy sea
因为呢只有基督能够渡过这个风暴的海
only he can walk on water
只有他可以走在水面上
only he could serve the waves
只有耶稣可以使到风暴停止
and that God who is great and mighty is living in you
这个大有能力的神呢就住在你里面
don't tap the flesh
不要呢支取我们的肉体
tap the spirit life
要支取属灵的生命
don't think the natural
不要想着属世的
Think the supernatural.
要默想了超自然的。
And you'll end up being in God's hand.
你就会在神的手中。
Put yourself up this morning.
今天早上把你头抬起来。
For God's selection to take place.
因为神要来拣选你。
Because you're going to have exciting stories in your life.
因为你的生命将会有很幸福的故事。
Not only you bless financially.
不单在财务上得自由。
Emotionally.
还有情绪上。
Mentally.
情感上
in all aspects of life,
你生命的各方面
you're going to see God move powerfully.
你要看见神大大的运行
There's a sovereign God,
有大人的神
who creates strategic people,
在创造了策略性的人们
and position them for great things.
把他们放在那更伟大的事情上
This coming year, you and I are going to see greater and greater victory in our life.
在来临的几年里面看到更伟大的胜利在我们的生命
because God is going to take charge.
因为神要来掌管
If you surrender this morning,
今天早上如果你降服你的生命,
you will undo a lot of things that's going wrong in your life.
你会除去很多东西的错误在你的生命。
I plead to you by the mercies of God.
我借着神的怜悯请求你们。
When you hear His voice, don't harden your heart.
当你听到神的声音，不要刚硬你的心。
I don't care if you're angry with me.
我不管你对我是不是生气。
But don't cut off God's word in your life.
但是不要切断神的话语在你的生命。
I don't care what you think about my health and weakness.
我不管你怎样想呢，我的是。健康还有我的软弱
I'm God's mouthpiece
我是神的口
Stay connected
所以我们继续的来联系
Stay subjected
我们继续的来降服
Because His word is higher than anything else
因为他是高过一切的
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的圣名
Challenge the devil who speaks to you and push you in the bush
挑战那个对我们说话的魔鬼
The man who is supposed to be reigning is now hiding in the bush
那个应该掌权的人呢现在躲在草丛后面
And you will be no place to change the world
那时候你就没有能力来改变世界
Let God arise in your heart
让神在你心中兴起
Let God set you free
让神来释放你
Let God take you to the next level
让神带领你去到更高的阶层
I charge you in the mercies of God
我奉耶稣的圣名来告诉你们
That you will turn your heart towards Him
你的心要流转转向他
Internalize His word
来内在化他的话语
More than 700 people are coming for SOS.
超过700人来参加这个 SOS 研讨会。
Because they are sensing something in the spirit.
因为他们察觉到在灵界里面所发生的事情。
Many of them are doing well.
他们很多人都做得很好。
Some are breaking forth in the economic realm, some in the political realm.
有些人在政治界，有些人在财务界。
So many aspects of life.
他们在生命的很多方面都做得很好。
Because they said to me that we keep feeling that we need to be there because something is about to explode.
因为他们跟我说，他们不断的察觉到了某些事情要在我们当中发生。
And before that happens for the school, why don't you receive your portion?
当它还没有发生在我们学校之后，你要领受你们的部分。
Because ANS is the firstborn church.
因为万国圣殿是头圣的教会。
Before they come,
当他们还没有来之前
，have your own breakthrough.
你要拥有你自己的突破。
Before they come,
他们还没有来之前
，have your own grace.
你们要拥有自己的恩典。
That is sufficient to make you strong.
足够的时候你刚强。
Lift your hands this morning.
举起手来，今天早上。
I pray that you will find yourself in the center of God's will.
我祷告你的神的旨意当中找到你自己。
Make God's house the center of divine activity.
让神的家成为你的神圣活动的中心。
If God's going to use the house, you better use the house.
如果神要使用他的家呢，他要使用你。
If the church is God's habitation, you better make it your habitation too.
如果教会是神的居所，你要把教会成为你的居所。
Then you're building together.
这样的话，你就要一起来建造。
Don't be foolish.
不要愚蠢。
Don't listen to lies.
不要听从谎言。
Even though 2018 and 19 are going to be very difficult years.
就算呢，2018、2019年是很困难的几年。
This is God's promise for you.
这是神给我们的应许。
If you obey my voice.
如果你顺服的话语。
None of these diseases.
这些疾病呢
？None of these economics.Trouble,
这些的经济的问题呢
？Social trouble,
或者社会的问题呢
？Emotional trouble,
情绪的问题呢
？Is going to touch your life,
不会触摸到你的生命。
Because God's going to show you how to overcome,
因为神要启示你，讲你胜过。
So that when the people look at you,
当人们看着你的时候
，they will know God's hand is upon your life.
他们知道神的恩手呢，在保护着你。
Lift your hands and let me bless you this morning.
举起的手，让我的祝福你们。
Be the man God wants you to be.
成为神要你成为的人。
Stop living in lies.
不要。活在了谎言当中
because when God raises you up
因为当神兴起你的时候
everyone will know
每一个人都会知道
the light will shine
你的光会照亮
the word will flow from your mouth
你的话语从你口中会流露出来
what does it mean to be a man of stature
怎样成为有地位的人什么意思呢
what does it mean to be the man that God wants us to be
成为神要你成为的人什么意思呢
I can give you the description this morning
今天早上我给你这个描述
I pray that you find your way in
我祷告你找到你的道路
work hard
要勤劳工作
Before the year is over,
当今年年尾结束之前
Let something consolidate in your life
让一些东西呢在你的生命中发生
I am determined
我决定了
To rise with all my heart, my soul and strength to see change
全心全意全力的兴起来看到改变
In your life
在你的生命
In our church
在我们的教会
In your family
在你的家庭
In your businesses
在你的生意
In all that you want to do
在一切你要做的
Check it with God, is it okay that I do
你要跟神说问神的可以吗？我可以这样做吗
？Martha, Martha,
马大马大
，You're doing too many things.
你做了很多的事情。
You're everywhere and nowhere.
你在任何地方很忙碌。
But Mary has chosen the right place.
但是呢，玛利亚选择了对的地方。
It is time to listen.
现在这时候是聆听神的时候。
I said it is time to listen again.
我说现在是聆听神的时候。
So that God's mercy can be upon our lives.
只要神的恩典怜悯可以临到我们的生命。
Satan, I command your power to cease right now.
撒旦命令你的能力要停止。
Every lying spirit to leave this place.
一切撒谎的灵要离开这个地方。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
We pray clear word will come.
我祷告了清楚的话语领导。
Everyone will receive a word.
每个人都领受到神的话语。
Everyone will know that the word is important.
每个人都会知道神的话语是重要的。
Everyone will be changed by the word.
每个人都会被神的话语改变。
Our church will be the greatest.Contributor.
我们的教会成为了最伟大的贡献者。
The city has ever seen.
这个城市所看见过的。
Raise up city takers.
兴起了夺取城市者。
Raise up city builders.
兴起了建造城市者。
So that we can turn the city around.
所以我们可以扭转这整个城市。
It is impossible for them not to get saved.
他们不可能不会得救的。
Because all power, all authority is in this house.
因为一切的权柄、能力都在这个家中。
How can it be that hell is not shut down?
他们怎么可能这阴间不会被关闭
？How can it be that the problems are going to continue in the city?
怎么可能这问题继续在这市区
？God is looking for the right man.
神在寻找对的人。
Is looking for the right person.
他寻找对的人。
And the right plan.
还有对的计划。
And let me tell you, the plan is you.
我告诉你们，这计划就是你。
If God can heal you.
如果神可以使用你。
And deliver you.
来释放你。
He will fill this house with wisdom.
他会充满这个家，用他的智慧。
And he will send us out for the work that is prepared for us.
他会差遣我们出去完成他的事工。
Don't miss your time.
不要失去你的时间。
Don't miss out your assignment.
不要失去你的使命。
In Jesus' name, receive it.
奉耶稣基督的圣名来领受。
And all God's people said, Amen.
所以真的准备说 Amen.
Hallelujah. Give him praise offering and thank him.
让我们赞美他。
Please be seated.The book of Judges, chapter 6.
四世纪的第六章。
I won't be long.
我不会讲太久。
But I'll be straight to the point.
但是呢，我会马上讲。
Your lifestyle in private must be the same as what it is in the public.
你的在公众的生活呢，跟你在私人的生活是要一样的。
Because God is observing you.
因为神在观察着你
He's watching you.
他在看着你
He's qualifying you.
他知道你有没有资格
He's cleansing you.
他在洁净你
He's redesigning you.
他在重新的设定你
Our private life is so important.
所以我们的私生活是很重要的
Because that's where we are made.
因为这是我们将被神塑造
And remade.
重新塑造
And reinvented.
所以重新的被创造
As I said to you,
我告诉过你们呢
If you change in the private life,
如果你的私生活改变
Your mind will be set for revival, not survival.
你的思维呢，将会设定为了这个复兴。
A lot of people are quite happy, even if they have trouble, they're quite happy.
很多人就算他们有问题，他们是蛮快乐的。
If they are living in caves, they're quite happy.
他们活在洞穴里面，他们蛮快乐。
If you have pain in your leg,
因为如果你的脚痛呢
，or on your knee,
或者是你的膝盖痛
，in your back,
或者是在你后后背后痛。
You just take two Panadol.
你只是吃两粒的 Panadol.
And just go to sleep.
然后就去睡觉了。
Hoping that you will pass away.
啊，希望呢那些痛能停止。
Some things will pass away.
有些东西呢会离开你。
Hopefully we won't pass away.
啊，我希望我们不会的死掉了。
Because we choose the wrong way.
因为我们选择错误的道路。
A lot of people are not aggressive when they address themselves.
很多人对于他们自己的他们都不是很激烈的。
If problem in somebody else's life, they can spot it like a hawk.
如果问题发生在别人身上呢，他马上可以他们会发觉到。
But they can be carrying a log on their shoulder.
可是他们自己本身呢的肩膀可能带着一颗大木材。
We need some real people here.
我们需要对的人在这里。
Those who really will know what it means to take God's power and push it against the works of hell.
那些懂得怎样使用神的能力来推倒一切呢阴间的力量的。
Say after me, my lifestyle.
跟我一起说我的生活方式。
So this afternoon, check your life.
所以今天早上呢，你要检查你的生命。
How you live?
你怎样生活着
？Can you save some money?
你可以节省多一些钱吗
？How you live?
你怎样活出你的生命
？Can you cut down some fat?
你可以呢减重吗
？And become healthy.
成为更加健康吗
？And fit.
然后更加健康吗？身体
？Sometimes you're healthy, but we're not fit.
有时候我们是健康，但是身体呢就是很肥胖。
How do I know?
我怎么知道？
I follow you along up the stairway. I can hear you breathing so loud.
我从后面呢跟你一起走上了楼梯呢，看见你的呼吸很大声。
That's why I told my office staff you better reduce some pounds because our lift is already broken.
所以告诉你们一些办公室人员说了，你最好减重了，因为可能你的整个楼梯要倒了。
So we don't have a lift. We got to use string to carry you out.
不然的话呢，我们要使用绳把你抬上去啊。
Say my lifestyle.
跟我一起说我的生活方式。
My mindset.
我的思维。
The way you think can set you up in trouble before your enemies.
你怎样思考呢？可能使到你得到很大的问题在敌人面前。
Please remind me at some point before the year is over. I'm going to tell you what perception is all about.
今年年尾还结束之前，告诉你们呢，观念是什么意思
？Because it's a way of giving you an understanding.
为让你们明白事理。
In fact, it is like sound judgment.
就好像呢，能够判断是非。
Not to think more highly or to think lowly.
不要看高你自己，也不要低估你自己。
But to think so as to have sound judgment.
就好像呢，能够分别是非的思维。
Your mind can play wonders or you can play nightmares.
你的思想可能会给你很大的问题，或者是给你多了好处。
So that's why your mind must be set well.
所以你们思维要懂得怎样去思考。
Please remember the teachings that I give to you on breakthrough thinking.
你记得我给你们的教导关于突破思想。
We want to have breakthrough thinking because we want to raise up breakthrough people.
我们要有突破的思维，我们要兴起的突破的子民。
But if your mind cannot fix on the frequency of what God is saying, then you will have not breakthrough people, but breakdown people.
如果你的思维呢不能调整一生的频率的话呢，我们就不能够有突破的一群人。
I want you to receive these things into your heart.
我要你领受这些在你的生命里面。
Your lifestyle,
你的生活方式
your mindset,
你的思维
these things are important,
这些都是很重要的
but the most important thing is coming now,
但是最重要的是我所要讲的
it's called to be spiritually positioned,
就是在属灵有对的岗位
with stature,
要有地位属灵的地位
status, there is no status in status quo,
属灵的力量呢讲到属灵的地位跟属灵的力量
you are just part of the ordinary,
你只是普通的人
But how many want to be extraordinary?
但是有多少要成为不平凡的人
？I said, Do you want to make a difference?
你要成为不一样的吗
？Do you want your children to make a difference?
你要你孩子成为不一样的吗
？I didn't hear a lot of yes from the back. I said, Are you ready to allow God to make you a strong channel?
你要让神成为你。
We talk about 7979.
我们讲到七九七九施工。
We are waiting for the floods.
我们在等待了洪水来到。
We're waiting for a difficult situation.
我们等待了水灾啊困难时间来到。
Only then we can function.
这样的话我们才可以操作吗
？If there's no problem,
如果没有问题的话呢
？There's nothing for you.
我们是无用武之地吗
？Are you listening?
你有没有在听呢？
I'm telling you the truth.
我告诉你们这是真实的。
But before the problem starts,
但是当问题还没有发生的时候呢
God has to prepare you.
神必须准备你。
And give you a place.
给你一个地位。
So that the opportunities can come.
直到当机会来的时候。
And when the opportunities meet you,
当机会遇到你的时候。
The work will be done.
然后事工就能够被完成。
We don't want you to go.
我们不要你去而已。
And become drowned in the river.
然后呢被淹水淹死了。
We don't want you to go.
我们不要你去。
And get caught in confusion.
然后呢，在那边很混乱。
God must make you ready.
神必须使到你准备好。
This man Gideon.
这个人叫基甸。
The Lord observed him.
神在观察着他。
Until such time to engage him.
直到一个时间呢，来约定他。
And take him on God's side.
把他呢放在神的那边。
Work with him.
在它里面动工。
This all happened in chapter 6 of Judges.
这是在四世纪第六章所发生的。
Say my place.
说我的地位。
All together my place.
跟我一起说我的地位。
Will not be replaced.
将不会被取代。
I will not be misplaced.
我不会再放在错误的位置。
God will keep me in the right place.
所以把我放在对的位置。
So that I may have the right stature.
让我有对的身量地位。
Lift your hands.
举起你的手来。
Lord, I receive.
神的我领受。
Say it after me. Lord, I receive.
神的我领受。
Special grace.
特别的恩典。
To have a position with stature.
就是有地位的身量。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我主。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Talk to me. Are you ready?
告诉我你准备好了吗？
The first thing is this.
第一件事情就是呢。
When you talk about spiritual position of stature.
当我们讲到了属灵的地位的时候。
It is one of practicality.
就是很实际的。
I say when God raised you up, you will be a practical person, not talk through your nose.
当神呢兴起你的时候，你会成为很实际的人，不是从闭口讲话那种的。
This is what Gideon was.
这是之前基甸就是这样的人。
God said to him.
神对他说
If you cannot do it during the day, do it during the night.
如果你白天不敢做，晚上去做。
Chapter 6, verse 25 to 27.
第六章的26到27节。
You must do what is needed.
你必须做需要做的事情。
To do nothing at all.
完全什么都不做。
It's been silly.
就是很危险的。
Because if you don't sow, you don't reap.
因为你没有撒种了，你就不会收割。
So, you're going to find out by the time I finish all these 10, whether you have the...Position of stature.
所以当我讲完这十点的时候，你会发现到你有没有这个力量。
So we will analyze you this morning.
所以今天早上来分析你自己。
To find out for a fact.
要寻找到这个事实。
Whether you have position of stature.
你有地位的，或者是还是身量。
Chapter 6:27 to 25 to 27. Sorry.
第六章的25到27节。
Now at the same night, the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull and a second bull, 7 years old." Pull down the altar of your father.
当然也耶和华吩咐基甸说你弃你父亲的牛来就是那七岁的那第二只牛并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛砍下坛旁的木偶。
And after you destroy the altar of your father, build a fresh altar to the Lord your God.
在这磐石上整整齐齐的为耶和华你的神筑一座坛将第二只牛献为献祭用你所砍下的木偶做柴。
Then took 10 men of his...servants and did as the Lord had spoken to him because he was too afraid of his father's household and the men of the city to do it by day he did it by night
基甸就从他仆人中挑了十个人照着耶和华吩咐他的行了他因怕户家和本城的人不敢在白昼行这事就在夜间行了
a man of stature starts
所以呢这一个有身量的人开始了
he doesn't hide
他不隐藏躲藏
he starts
他开始一些事情
he makes things happen
他使得事情发生
If you're a leader with stature, you make things happen.
如果你是有身量的领袖，你使到事情发生。
You don't wait for everything to fall ideal.
你不会等待一些事情的很好的时候，你才开始去做。
You got to start somewhere.
你要从一些地方开始一些东西。
I said you got to start somewhere.
我说从一些地方开始一些东西。
If you want to give some extra money for the church building.
如果你要给一些额外的金钱给教会的建筑建堂
you cannot wait for God to bless you mightily before you make a pledge
你不可以等待神的大大的祝福你之后呢你才可以这个信心的承诺
you got to start
你必须开始一些东西
start to sow
开始去撒种
then it starts to grow
这样的话才开始成长
what you don't sow it won't grow
你不开撒种的它不会成长
hello
告诉你们
What you don't sow, it won't grow.
你不撒种了，它不会成长。
If you keep all the seed in your pocket,
如果你把一切种子放在你口袋里面，
there'll be no harvest.
将不会有丰收。
People ask me why is there no harvest?
人们问我为什么不会有丰收。
God said in Haggai, consider your ways.
神在哈该书说了，你要检讨你自己。
If you sow to righteousness, righteousness will return.
如果你撒种公义呢，公义会回到你。
So if you really have a position of stature,
如果你有那个身量的地位，
it's always one of practicality.
就是很实际的。
You do something.
你要做一些事情。
You do what is needed.
你做需要做的事情。
Lay hand on the sick.
你要按手在病人身上。
The other half of the story is God.
另外一半的故事是神要做的。
You do your best.
你做最好的。
To do nothing at all.
什么东西都不做。
It's a cycle of death and defeat.
乃是死亡跟失败的循环。
People have financial problem.
人们有财务的问题。
They straight away check it.Whatever they are giving to God in tithe and offering, everything cut it down.
他们马上的除掉了给神的奉献还有十分一。
But they don't cut down the expenses.
但是他们没有了减少他们的那个花费。
So instead of God receiving, God is not receiving.
所以神没有再接受了，神现在没有接受了，没有领受了。
And People are strange.
所以人们很奇怪。
This is God who wants to bless you.
这是要祝福你的神。
He is the only constant in your life.
他是唯一一个持续不变的。
He is the only true righteous one.
他是唯一一个的公义的神。
And he is the most generous one.
他是大很慷慨的神。
And he is your father.
他是你的天父。
And when we have financial problem, we cut that off immediately.
当我们有财务问题的时候，马上的呢就减少不给神了。
It's strange. I cannot think what this mindset is all about.
很奇怪，这是什么这样的思维呢？
You must connect with him more.
你必须这个时候更加跟神的联系。
Not less.
而不是更少。
Everybody else has made a vow to kill you except God.
每个人呢都要来杀害你，除了神要来保护你。
He decreed to save you.
他就是要来呢来拯救你。
He sent his only begotten son that you might be set free from hell and all of that.
他差遣了唯一的爱子，让你可以从地狱当中呢被拯救出来。
Keep God as your friend.
所以你要把神当作你自己的朋友。
Don't turn around as an enemy.
不要呢把他当作你的敌人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
You must be practical.
你必须很实际的。
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen 吗？
Do what is most needed.
你要做应该做的。
Do what is at hand.
你应该做手中能够做的。
Do it right.
要做对的。
Study.
开始去做。
Because if you study, then God will have to continue.
因为你开始了，神必须继续做下去。
I think you didn't hear what I just said.
你还没有听到我所讲的吗？
You lay hands on the sick, the sick must recover.
你按手在病人身上，那病人必须得医治。
If you sow the seed,
如果你撒种，
God is not mocked.
神不是轻慢的。
What you sow, you reap.
你所撒的，你将会收割。
If you start to pray,
你当然开始祷告。
God has to answer.
神必须垂听你的祷告。
If you know.
如果你客门
It has to be open.
他必须开门
If you ask,
如果你祈求
It has to be given.
他必须给你
When you pray,
当你祷告
Believe that you have received.
你相信呢你领受到了
Believe that you have received.
你要相信你领受了
Then it will be granted to you.
这样的话他就会给你了
So the problem is never on God's side.
所以问题不出在神那边
The man of stature knows that.
那个有身量的人他知道
So he does his part.
所以他做他的部分
Then you move God.
然后呢，你就移动神。
Good morning.
早上好。
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
你刚才听到我所讲的吗
？You start to move God.
你开始移动神的手。
Why would God open the door? There's nobody knocking.
为什么神要打开门呢？如果没有人客门。
But if you knock, it will be open.
如果你客门，他就会开门。
And if you need to go in and out, then get the keys of the kingdom. So if you got key, you don't have to knock.
如果你需要进去还出来的话，你必须拥有天国的钥匙。你钥匙，你就不需要客门了。
So are you a man of stature?
你是有身量的人吗？
You got to answer yourself.
你必须回答你自己这个问题。
Leaving the problem out there, not solving because you're not doing the right thing.
如果你没有解决你的问题，因为你是没有做对的事情。
You cannot try to do the wrong things.
你不可以尝试做错误的事情。
In the right way.
用对的方式。
There's no right way of doing wrong.
没有呢，用对的方式做错误的事情。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Say I will do it.
说我要去做。
Hey, not do it, huh?
不是 do it 哦，不是讲的钱。
D U I T is do it.
刚才讲的 do it 不是 do it.
Then you have dollar.
这样的话你就有钱了。
You must start somewhere.
你必须从一些地方开始。
You must make the first thing happen.
你必须直到第一件事情发生。
So this one of practicality.
所以这是一个很实际的行动。
So you answer your own question.
所以回答你自己的问题。
So today when the notes are given to you.
当你这个笔记给你的时候呢。
You ask yourself.
你自己问你自己。
What am I starting?
我开始了什么？
They will trigger off some significant things.
会使到一些连续的事情发生。
That's why strategic people.
所以有策略性的人。
Don't sit down.
不是坐在那里。
And do nothing.
什么都没有做。
They do everything they can.
他们在手中能够做的就尽量去做。
And you move God into the center.
所以他们在移动神来行动。
Can I help you?
我帮助你。
Can I take you to the next level?
让我可以带你去到更高的阶层吗？
It's not wrong to ask for a hard thing.
如果要问神的很困难的事情是没有错的。
Elijah said to Elisha, "You ask for a hard thing."
以利亚跟以利沙说，你所祈求的事情是很困难的。
A great thing.
很大的事情。
A big thing.
一个很大的事情。
Nevertheless.
但是呢
，God's not afraid of your prayer.
神不害怕你的祷告。
I say God's not afraid of your prayer.
我说神不会害怕你的祷告。
He's not afraid of your request.
他不会害怕你的要求。
Change the whole city of Moab.
改变整个麻坡城市。
Is anything impossible with him?
对神来讲是很困难的吗？不可能吗？
But the problem is us.
但是问题出在我们身上。
We don't want to do anything.
我们什么都不要做。
You want to help, but you got to start somewhere.
你要帮忙的话，你要开始一些东西。
I want to worship God.
我要来敬拜神。
Please him.
来体验他。
Then start doing something.
然后开始去做吧。
That's when you really develop stature.
这样的话，你开始发展你的身量了。
You will start things.
你会开始一些东西。
You cannot find a man who has stature doing nothing.
你不会寻找到一个在身里面有身量的人，他是什么都不做的人。
It's just like the fishermen.
就好像一个渔夫。
If they're in the sea,
如果他们在海中
they're using the net.
他们在使用网渔网。
When they come back,
他们回来的时候
the boat is parked.
然后呢，这个船停在那边的时候
they take out the net and mend the nets.
他们呢就拿起他们渔网在修网。
Work never stops.
所以他们的施工不会停止的。
Why? Because you have to do the work.
因为呢，什么？因为你必须做施工去做受聘。Amen.
Number two.
第二点。
If you have a position of stature,
如果你的身量的地位
is one of competence,
其实有能干的
that means you have the skills,
就是说你有这个技巧
Beyonce, before she sang in the world, she sang in church.
Beyonce 呢，当还没有在世界歌唱的时候呢，她在教会歌唱
A lot of things we learn in the house.
很多东西我们都是在神的家中学习到的
In your natural house as well as the house of God.
在你自然的家还有神的家
Learn how to sing.
学习怎样唱歌
Learn how to dance
学习怎样跳舞
Learn how to talk
学习怎样讲话
Learn how to answer questions
学习怎样回答问题
That's why Jesus was found in the temple
所以为什么耶稣他们在圣殿里面找到耶稣
It's his father's house
他天父的家
And every day he began to grow
每一天他开始成长的时候
I say every day.
每一天我说
From that day onwards, the Holy Spirit came upon David in a mighty form.
从那一天开始呢，圣灵大大降临在大卫身上。
Your position of stature.
你的身量的地位
is one defined with competence.
就是说，代表了你有这个能力。
They didn't just ask David to go and play the music.
他们不是单单随便随便叫大卫出去呢玩乐器而已。
Somebody said.
某人说
to King Saul.
对扫罗王
say King, Your Highness.
我对国王说：“国王啊
，There's a young boy，
一个少年人
，who when he plays a musical instrument，
当他玩乐器的时候呢
，you feel different，
他感觉到很不一样。
So he bring this man quickly。
所以国王说：把这个人小孩子带来。
He is skillful，
他是很有技巧的。
I just forgot to add into my file the notes because you really need personal skills if you want to survive。
如果你要维生的话，你必须懂得至少呢有。自我的那种技巧。
If you talk to people who are motivational people, you say you got to learn how to talk, learn how to negotiate, or else you have no future.
当你跟那激励人士讲话的时候，他们说你必须懂得讲话，不然的话你将不会有未来。
The problem with church people is they talk rubbish.
教会的问题，大部分人都讲的都是废话。
That's why we send you to the cell groups.
所以为什么叫你去小组？
You learn how to talk.
你学习怎样讲话。
Learn how to say the right thing.
学习怎样讲对的事情。
Put it all in context.
把它放在对的位置。
This is the best training ground.
这是最好的要训练的。
Free of charge.
没有完全免费的。
You go to places like Zig Ziglar, for example.
你去到了Zig Ziglar的那个地方，那些基地营。
Zig Ziglar, it's okay. He's a good man.
Zig Ziglar, 基地讲师。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
You pay $5,000.
你还五千块钱。
To learn what you can learn free in church.
学习你在教会上可以免费学习的。
Mic is free.
我的是给你的是免费的。
Hello.
Hello.
Mic is free.
我给你的是免费的。
Platform is free.
然后这讲台也是免费的。
You can even buy your own video.
你可以买了你自己的本身的影带。
Testimony.
见证。
No testimony.
没有见证。
Then suddenly you stand before the 20,000 people and speak and prophesy.
然后你忽然间站在两万人面前，开始在那边讲话，发预言。
You'll be hiding behind the bush.
你将会呢躲在草丛后面的，不会这样做了。
This is the best place.
这是最好的地方。
I said this is the best place.
我说这是最好训练的地方。
If you're wrong, we correct you.
如果你错的犯错的话，我们纠正你。
If you talk too much, music comes on.
如果你讲话讲太长了，音乐就会播出来。
Why?
为什么？
Because that's training.
因为这是训练。
It's because you don't use the opportunities.
但是你们没有利用这个机会。
Cell group you don't want to go.
小组我们不要去。
Church you don't want to attend.
教会我们不要去。
Bible you don't want to read.
也不要读圣经。
Testimony you don't want to share.
见证也不要讲。
Where are you going to learn this?
你怎样学习到这些呢？
But we learn here.
我们在这里学习到。
Learn how to share.
学习怎样去分享。
哎呀 I only share one point.
我只是分享第一点罢了。
I got three more.
我还有另外三点。
Now you're learning.
现在你在学习。
You got a lot to share.
你有很多来可以分享。
But you talk too much.
但是你讲太多废话。
Emphasize the wrong thing.
你强调错误的地方。
Suddenly you realize.
忽然间你发觉到了。
Next time you can put all four within the 8 minutes they give you.
下一次呢，你可以讲四点呢，在他们给你的八分钟里面讲完。
You're trained.
所以你现在被训练好了。
Not only singers are trained.
不单单这个唱歌者被训练。
So many other people are trained.
很多人也受到训练。
Trained for different things.
被训练不同的东西。
Some are singers, dancers. Some are good cooks.
一些唱歌，一些很好会煮东西的烹饪。
Christmas is coming.
圣诞节要来了。
So we have potluck.
所以我们有自助餐。
If you don't think potluck is important, then pot bless.
如果没有自助餐，个人带食物来不重要，那我们就不要带来了。
So、you bring food.
所以你自己带自己的食物来。
Then people taste.
然后人们就尝试了。
Wow, your curry puff very nice.
哇，你的咖喱泡粉很好吃。
Your devil curry is like feel like angel.
哦，你的那个咖喱呢，就好像天使这样。
Your mee siam.
哦，你的 mee siam.
Really nice.
真的很好吃。
Forgot to add this popiah is very good.
还有那个薄饼呢，也是很好吃。
Then before long, somebody else asks you for some curry puff.
不久了，人们就要跟你买那些咖喱泡了。
Then your name gets a bit more famous.
然后你的名字就比较出名了。
Every time they eat the curry puff in the house fellowship, oh, this that person's curry puff.
然后他们每次在小组里面吃咖喱泡，说哦，这是你做的，他们都会记得。
You know how many people have gone up higher?
你知道吗？多少人去到更高
？Because their food.
因为他为了这个食物。
How many people have gone up higher?
多少人去到更高
？Because of their dressing.
因为他们的穿着。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
Take every opportunity.
善用每一个机会。
Develop your skills.
然后发展你的技巧。
How to talk.
怎样讲话。
God is good.
神是美好的。
I say God is good.
我说神是良善的。
He even put immature people in your house fellowship.
他也把那些一些不成熟的人放在你的小组里面。
So that you can have some trouble.
只要你有一些问题发生。
Handling unfriendly people.
然后懂得怎样处理呢这些人际的问题。
He put some strange people in your house fellowship.
他把一些奇怪的人放在你的小组里面。
To see the test of your love.
看你呢，来考验你对他们的爱。
Whether you can really hold hands and sing song or not.
你们真的可以手牵手去唱歌吗
？All these things are part of our competency.
这些东西都是我们能力的训练的一部分。
Our skill.
我们的技能。
You don't have to go to be trained there. God put all the people in the house.
你不需去到外面来训练，神把这些人呢放在神的家中。
Bible says the man's worst enemies are in his own house.
人们说呢，人们最大的敌人就是在他自己的家中。
That's the best training ground.
那是最好的训练场所。
Our sons and daughters can learn.
我们的子女可以学习到。
The experiences you have at home.
你在家中的那些经历。
Can shape you and form you.
可以来塑造你，形成你。
Some of the ladies in our church are strong.
有些教会，我们教会的妇女很刚强。
They're the only girl.
他们家中的唯一的女孩。
All the others are boys.
其他都是男孩。
So they are rough.
所以他们都是很
strong,
很坚强的，刚强的。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？You need to develop skills.
所以你必须呢，发展你的技能。
Skills that will take you up higher.
这个技能使到你去到更高。
That's why don't be afraid of your children learning.
所以不要害怕你的孩子们在学习。
Cooking.
在烹饪。
You know how many people survive as chef?
多少人呢？作为厨师，他们能够维生。
Food is going everywhere.
食物可以去了很多地方。
When United States of America sent Coca-Cola around the world.
当美国呢差遣他们的可口可乐去到世界各地。
Chinese sent food.
然后中国人呢就送他们的食物出来。
Chinatown was in every major city.
在很多城市呢做了中国城市、中国街、唐人街。
And Chinese food.
还有中国人的食物
，Chinese takeaway，
中国的打包的食物
，chop soy， is it？ chop what？ not chop 饭，
叉烧饭
，vegetables， chop soy，
炸饭
，chop soy， 啊 ？What do they say, Joanne？
炸菜饭
，vegetables， fried vegetables，
或者是炸菜饭，各种。
Are you listening?
你听到吗
？You must have competence.
所以你必须有这个才干。
What skill do you have?
你拥有什么技能呢
？Persuasion.
说服。
Reasoning.
还有跟那理论。
Abilities.
有这个能力。
All the
这些东西
that God give to you.
神所给你的。
Some people can talk.
有些人可能很会讲话。
is by their mouth they prosper.
就是借到他们的口，他们可以亨通的。
Some people work with their hands, and by their hands they prosper.
有些人可以用他们的手来做工，他们借到他们的手，他们可以亨通。
That's why when little children are developing skill.
所以当小孩子的发展他们的技能的时候呢
，Don't laugh at them.
不要来嘲笑他们。
Most of the children who draw me.
大部分的小孩子画关于我的人像的。
Draw me with three hair.
他们上面画了三根头发。
But they know how to put the spectacles there.
但是他们懂得怎样把这
and the beard.
还有呢，把这个胡须画上去。
So they give it to me.
所以他们把他的头发给我。
If you scold them, they die.
如果你骂他们的话，他们就死掉了。这个才干。
I said thank you so much.
我说谢谢你。
Keep drawing other faces too.
啊，你不断要画别的面孔。
Why? Because you never know what they will develop into.
因为你不懂他们以后发展怎样的技能出来。
Some can sing.
有些可以唱歌。
Some of the children can sing.
有些小孩子可以很唱歌。
They have their own song.
他们有自己的歌。
Song you don't know.
你不知道的歌曲。
Can you sing a song?
你可以唱歌吗？
They just put all the words together and they sing something.
他们把一些话语放在一起，他们就可以唱出来了。
Before long, in a few years.
不久之后，在几多年过后呢？
They are on the stage.
他们就可以在台上唱了。
Singing in the church.
在教会里面歌唱。
Why?
为什么？
Because God allow you to develop skills.
因为神允许你呢发展你的技能。
You meet people.
你可以塑造人。
Who never keep time.
他们完全不守时的。
Then when they work.
当他们工作的时候。
They know how to manage. Manage time.
他们懂得怎样管理时间。
Learn how to order your life aright.
懂得怎样使到他生命呢？能够扭转他们的生命。
Say after me.
跟我一起说。
Lord help me.
神帮助我。
Develop cutting edge.
能够发展这个技能。
Skills.
或者技巧。
Technology.
科技。
And all that will take me to the next level.
一切的使到我去到更高阶层。
In Jesus name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Start to develop skills.
开始发展你的技能。
Because if they employ you.
因为如果他们聘请你。
They want you to do so much work.
他们要你做这样多的工作。
That's why it's easy to employ those who are really competent.
所以呢，很容易聘请那些真的有才干、能干的人。
Like for me.
比如说，好像我。
You can lead.
你可以带领。
You can sing.
你可以呢唱歌。
You can write.
你可以写。
You can preach.
你可以讲道。
You can prophesy.
你可以发预言。
You can pray for the sick.
你可以为病人祷告。
Cast out devils.
可以赶鬼。
That's why when you have me, 运动。
所以你拥有我这样的人才，你是运动了，赚到了。
Why? Because you know how to do all things.
因为你懂得什么东西都可以做。
I know a lot of you have maids.
我知道很多人都有女佣在家里。
If your maid can cook.
如果女佣可以煮饭。
Bonus.
那是个红利啊。
Can iron egg properly.
哦，懂得怎样烫衣服。
Bonus.
更加的额外的花红利。
Can look after the house.
可以呢看顾整个家。
Can look after your fish.
可以呢管看顾你的那些鱼。
So you buy more fish, more aquarium.
所以你就买更多的鱼池啊，更多的鱼塘。
Show all your friends.
告诉你所有朋友。
The fish.
那些你买的鱼。
Not that you look after.
不是你在看顾着他们。
Without Kaka, the fish will be swimming.
如果没有Kaka的话呢，这些鱼全部死了。
They'll be swimming in the wrong direction.
所以在错误的地方方向去游泳了，这些鱼。
And can teach Malay.
然后你可以教导你的孩子马来话。
Can teach English.
教导你的孩子英文。
运动。
哇，你是赚到了。
No need tuition.
不需要去补习了。
You get one.
你用聘请一个。
Get everything.
什么都有了。
But today is difficult.
但是今天呢是很困难的，这种事情要发生。
You know computer?
你知道电脑吗
？I don't know what is that.
哎，我不懂啊，这电脑。
They don't come with all.
他们不是什么都会了，那些人。
That's why I know so many people in the time of retrenchment, they retrench so many people.
所以呢，在那个解雇工作的时候呢，经济不好的时候，他们解雇很多的人。
They kept a few people.
他们就保留少部分的人。
One of them, there was ahead of me. He know how to operate everything.
其中一个之前呢，是我的上司，他懂得什么都懂得做。
He's not the manager.
他不是经理。
He's just a senior supervisor.
他只是高级的主管。
I was junior.
我是低级的主管。
Because I followed him.
因为我跟着他。
I knew how to operate every the.
我懂得操作每一台机器。
So they sacked the others.
所以呢，他把别的工人都解雇了。
But they didn't sack both of us.
但是我们两个人，他没有老板没有解雇。
I ran one shift.
我呢就掌管一个班的工人。
He ran another shift.
然后他就管理另外一半的工人。
We both ran the whole factory.
我们两个人呢，就使得整个工厂可以操作。
Why would they cut off a profitable servant?
为什么他们要把好的仆人呢解雇掉呢？
You must know.
你必须知道。
If you want to develop stature.
你要呢发展你的声量。
It comes when competencies are added to your life.
就是当呢这个才干呢被加入进你的生命的时候。
He is a valiant warrior.
他乃是大人的勇士。
He came with the best.
他是最好的。
I said this man called Gideon came with the best.
我说这个基甸呢他是最好的。
The conclusion in verse 12.
在第十二节他的结论就是呢。
The observation is found in verse 11 chapter 6.
然后呢他的真的观察在第十一节可以找得到。
The angel appeared to him.
然后天使就向他显现。
In verse 12.
在第十二节。
And said to him.
来告诉他。
The Lord is with you.
让神跟你同在。
You valiant warrior.
你大人的勇士。
But please remember, he was beating wheat in the wine press.
那个时候呢，他在禾场打麦。
That means.
他意思说。
The angel knows his history.
这个天使呢，知道他的历史，他的故事。
What he can do, what he cannot do.
他能够做什么？这个基甸不能够做什么
？Somebody is observing you.
某人在观察着你。
Pastors are observing you.
牧师在观察着你。
Leaders are observing you.
领袖在观察着你。
Family members are observing you.
你家庭成员在观察着你。
They said, "Here comes a dreamer."
他们说呢，啊，这个梦想家来了。
Let's get rid of him.
我们把他赶出去吧。
Why? Because he was creating trouble in the house.
因为他制造问题在我们的家中。
Please remember.
你要记得。
People are watching you.
人们在观察着你。
If you go and use the Facebook.
如果你要使用电子书。
People are tracking you.
人们呢在观察你的行踪。
That's why.
所以呢
，don't use your Facebook as your personal communication point.
不要使用这个面子书成为了自己的私人的跟别人的沟通。
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Gray.
哦，好啊。
I'll be away for 12 weeks.
我会离开这里呢，十二个礼拜。
Just come and feed the dog. The key is under the first flower pot.
你呢？每一天呢，喂我的狗啊，我的首饰呢，就放在了这个花瓶的上面。
So many others who are your friends.
很多人呢，你的朋友。
They also have other friends.
你的朋友也是有别的朋友。
Who are in a different kind of a job.
有不同工作的。
You'd be surprised.
你会很惊讶。
How many people are watching you?
多少人在观察着你？
You'd be surprised. Angels are watching over you.
你在很惊讶呢。这个天使也在观察着你。
To do you good.
要做对的好的事情给你。
Evil spirits are watching.
邪灵也在观察着你。
To find a way to attack you.
要寻找方法呢，怎样来攻击你。
But when you have stature.
但是当你有声量的时候。
Hallelujah! I say when you have stature.
Hallelujah! 我说当你有声量的时候。
You have competency.
你就有这个才干。
You are the most practical person.
你是最实际的人。
On planet Earth.
在这个地上。
You always start things.
你开往往开始一些东西
，and continuing them.
然后继续也做下去
，until God comes.
直到神临到
，and He crowns your work with His work.
他会奖赏你，接到他的事工。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
？If you have a spiritual position of stature,
当你在属灵里面有地位的时候呢
，you will manifest in this way, one of strength.
就是他能够这样的彰显，其中一个就是你的人力量。力量的彰显
especially inner strength.
尤其是呢内在的力量。
Do I have a spiritual position of stature?
我有没有呢这个属灵声量的地位呢
If I have,
如果有的话呢
it is one of strength.
乃是其中一个彰显的地方是能量力量。
There's an inner strength that will change the world.
内在的力量可以改变世界的。
I said there's an inner strength that will change the world.
我说一个内在的力量可以改变世界的。
Listen to me.
你要小心的聆听。
I can help you.
我可以帮助你。
Your mind cannot handle pressure.
我的思维呢，不能够怎样处理这些压力。
As much as your spirit can handle.
超过你的灵能够处理的。
Your mind is not that strong.
你的思想呢，不是这样的刚强。
But the spirit.
但是你的灵
is very strong.
乃是很强的。
If you build it, you will never regret it.
如果你好好建造它的话，你不会后悔的。
Teach your children.
要教导你的孩子。
How to build strength in the spirit?
怎样在建造了灵里面的力量
？Because you cannot be a man of stature without strength.
你不能成为一个有声量的人，如果你没有力量的话。
Say after me.
跟我一起说。
The spiritual stature.
属灵声量。
Is expressed as one of strength.
在能力能量里面呢被表现出来。
So if you really have stature,
所以如果你这个身量的话
，you have strength,
你有这个能力
strength that others don't have,
有拥有别人没有拥有的能量。
And because of the strength on the inside,
但是因为你内在的力量
，you're able to stand,
你可以站立。
Listen, your mind can become so harassed,
你的思想呢可能会被压制。
By the facts,
被这个事实所压制
because it's like an accountant,
就好像一个会计师
the mind is asking you to account everything,
这个思想要你负责很多东西
but the pressure is coming,
所以压力来到
your mind is perplexed,
所以你的思想被压制的
your mind is confused,
你的思想很混乱
but when your spirit is strong,
但是如果你灵很刚强
you can steady the ship,
你可以呢使到这个整个船很稳定。
The winds are attacking our sail.
这个时候，那个暴风在攻击这个整个船。
The wave is pushing our boat.
这个风浪在不断吹打这个船。
But yet you can stand strong.
但是你可以很刚强的站立。
Because your spirit keeps you steady.
因为你的灵使到你很稳定。
Don't ever let anybody lie to you.
不会让任何人来对你撒谎。
Your depression cannot leave.
你的压制呢不能够拦阻你。
By just tablets.
你的那个。忧郁呢，不能够借着你所吃的药呢离开你。
Your depression,
你的忧郁
，mental oppression,
或者是呢灵
confusion,
这思想的混乱瑕疵
，all these things don't leave.
这些东西不能够离开你。
If you take tablet, you just suppress them.
如果你吃药的话呢，它只是压制一阵子罢了。
But when the tablets are gone, it come back to you like a roaring lion.
但是药呢，药物退了之后呢，它就好像再一次回到你的思想。
But inner strength is important.
但是内在的力量是很重要。
The stronger you are internally,
你内在更加刚强。
The better it is.
你周围更加好。
And if God grant you by His mercy that you be strengthened in your inner man,
如果神呢使到你的灵在内里的力量呢被刚强的话呢
，then God is doubly merciful to you.
如果神呢对你是双倍的怜悯
，because it's not easy to build strength in the spirit.
因为呢在灵里面建造力量是不简单的。
You pray 1 hour,
你祷告一个小时
，small measure,
啊一点点的能量。
But you pray 1 hour,
但是你祷告一个小时啊。
Because sometimes adding to your spirit,
因为有时候加入你的灵的话呢
is a different situation.
那是个不同的情况。
One hour,
一个小时
you can read so many chapters.
你可以读很多章节。
But when the Holy Spirit can put one word,
但是如果圣灵呢给你一句话语
in your mind,
在你的思想里面
that inspires your spirit,
能够激励你的灵的话
in a powerful way,
大有能力的。
Then you're developing stature.
这样的话，你就会发展了你的这个身量。
If you have stature, you have strength.
如果你有身量的话呢，你又有力量。
And then always is inner strength first.
首先呢，是内在的力量。
Sometimes character strength.
有时候呢，是你行为的力量。
Never say die.
不要说死啊。
Also die.
哦，要死啊。
Because life is in the spirit.
因为呢，我们的生命乃是在灵里面。
Mind is not as strong.
有时候我们的思想不是很刚强
，emotion is not as strong。
有时候情绪不是很刚强
，character is not as strong。
行为不是很刚强
，in your character you can stand up for something against something for a while。
有时候你的行为呢，你可以呢阻挡一些事情发生。
But if you want to win every battle of life，
但是如果你的生命打赢每一场征战
，win our greatest enemy，
我们对付我们最大的敌人
，Satan himself，
就是撒旦自己。
Then you must have strength in the inner man。
这样的话，你的灵里面呢？要有这个力量。
Say practicality。
跟我一起说，这是四句话。
All together, please say after me practicality。
跟我一起说四句的。
Competence。
就才干。
Strength。
力量。
Number four。
第四点。
Are you ready for number four？
你准备好你接受第四点吗
？If you have a position of stature, you have favor with God。
如果你在神里面呢，有这个身量的地位，你是得神恩宠的。
Oh, mighty man of valor。
哦，神大人的勇士啊。
You're a valiant warrior，
你是大人的勇士。
And he said, "Go in this your strength."
他说借着你的力量要出去。
So that's why we talk in number three about strength.
所以第三方面我们讲到力量。
And God is with you.
所以神跟你同在。
Say after me, God is with me.
跟我说神跟我同在。
This is a special privilege.
这是特别的恩宠。
It's called premier membership.
就是讲到了高级的会员。
When you are a man of stature，
当你是个身量的人的话呢？
You've been accorded with certain level of God's approval.
你就是拥有神一些特别的批准给你的荣幸。
His favor will be with you.
就是呢，神的恩宠跟你同在。
I say His favor will be above you.
我说神的恩宠跟你同在。
The favor of God lasts for a lifetime.
神的恩宠呢，乃是跟你长久在一起的。
Say favor of God.
跟我一起说神的恩宠。
Say practicality.
还有呢，这四季。
Competence.
才干。
Strength.
力量。
Favor.
恩宠。
You cannot stand in that place.
你不能站在那个地方。
And rule with Christ.
跟基督一起统治作王。
Unless you know number five.
除非你知道第五点。
The position of stature comes with authority.
就是身量的地位呢，是跟权柄一起来的。
According to the measure of your stature.
借着了你的身量的衡量。
If you are corporal.
如果你是下士。
You can carry a baton.
你可以呢带着一把警棍。
Sergeant.
如果你是 sergeant 的话呢。
Then you can carry a different type of stick.
你可以拿了不同的这个警棍。
If you are a commander.
如果你是呢军官。
Or inspector.
或者是警长。
Senior inspector.
或者是高级警长。
Then you can use firearms.
这样的话你可以使用手枪。
As you grow in authority.
当你在权柄当中成长的时候呢。
God gives you firepower that's different.
神给你不同的火枪，不同的那个能力。
Good morning.
早上好。
Just stay with me. Maybe I'll just do 7 instead of 10.
可能我讲七点而不讲十点。
If you go up in authority,
如果你有权柄这样出去，
God allows you to handle firepower which is different from others.
神允许你拥有了不同的火力，跟别人不一样的。
You've access to firepower.
你就能够拥有这个火力。
More than you can believe.
这些武器你超过你能够相信的。
If you're just ordinary member,
如果你是个平凡普通的会员，
you exercise certain measure of authority.
你只有一些普通的衡量的权柄。
When you go up the spiritual level,
但是你属灵地位更高的话呢？
You're receiving authority.
你领受了这个权柄。
Say I receive authority.
恭喜说我领受权柄。
All together, please say I receive authority.
恭喜说我领受了这个权柄。
But power is generated.
但是呢，这个能力呢是被发动的。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power from on high.
当你领受圣灵的时候，你领受从上头来的能力。
So Holy Spirit is in you.
所以圣灵在你里面。
But if you don't do anything,
但是你什么都不做，
strength is not there.
力量没有在那里。
His presence is not felt.
所以同在里面你感受不到。
His power is not released.
他能力的被释放出来。
The Holy Spirit power is called dunamis.
圣灵的能力讲到了 dunamis 就是爆炸性
dynamite power.
就是讲到爆炸性的那种火力。
Dynamite, you have to light it up.
就是爆炸物，你必须点火。
Dynamo lighter lights up your bicycle.
这个火力发动机，直到你整个脚车都有这个电力。
The faster you go down, the faster you cycle.
你踏脚车踏得更快的话呢？
The dynamo works and the light is brighter.
你的发动机呢，它就开始发动，这样的话你的车灯会更亮。
So if you don't work on that spirit dimension, power is not released.
所以你的灵界里面那个力量呢，里面被发展进行的话呢，这个能力不能够被发动出来。
When God gives you stature,
当神给你这个身量，
He's already given you some measure of authority.
他已经给你一些呢，是权柄的衡量的权柄。
As you start to relate with Him,
当你开始跟他有这个联系。
I receive authority.
我领受这个权柄。
I generate power.
我呢发动了这个能力，启动这个能力。对不起。
At what rank am I in the police force?
然后在警队里面我是怎样的阶段
？That's my authority.
这就是我的权柄。
But because I have authority,
但是因为我有这个权柄
，I'm allowed to bring certain kind of weapons.
我就允许拥有一些武器
，certain kind of guns.
一些的手枪
，or just carry stick.
或者是只带着警棍而已。
That depends on what level you are.
看你在哪一个警戒的阶段。
So I'm challenging you this morning.
今天早上挑战你们。
If I see you exercise power,
当我看见你呢操练你的能力的时候
，I see you operate under authority.
我看见你呢是在这个权柄之下来操作。
I straight away know.
我马上就知道。
You're developing your stature.
你在发展呢你的身量。
If nothing is working,
如果什么东西都行不出来。
God has to work in you first.
神首先必须在你里面动工。
Sometimes He put you through difficult times.
有时候神把你放在很困难的地方。
Like Gideon.
好像基甸这样。
We could never find Gideon because he's in the cave.
我们找不到基甸，因为他躲在洞穴里面。
There are a lot of good men.
很多好的人。
But they don't know how to break free.
但是他们不懂得讲释放出来。
They're inside the cave.
他们还是住在洞穴里面。
Beating wheat in a wine press.
在禾场打麦。
If God can just touch them,
如果神可以触摸到他们
and change them,
改变他们
they become God's men.
他们成为属神的人。
That's why God gave you 7 years of trouble.
所以神为什么给你七年的那困难的年？
The Midianites whacked them.
这个米甸人呢击败了他们。
Made them go down as low as possible.
压制他们到很低很低的地位。
In fact, the Bible says they were brought low.
圣经告诉我们，他是米甸人压制了他们。
I'm not talking about Mr. Low. This is number verse 8. Verse 6.
这第六点。
So Israel was brought very low.
So Israel 被带到了很低的地位。
The enemy can destroy us.
这敌人可以摧毁我们。
Bring us lower and lower.
把我们带到更低更低的地方。
But there are things inside us that can change.
但是这有东西在我们里面可以改变这一切。
What is inside you?
什么东西在你里面
？Can change what is around you.
可以改变你周遭的一切。
It's called authority.
就是讲到权柄。
Have I not sent you?
我没有差遣你吗
？In verse 14 and 15, the Lord looked at him and said, "Go in this your strength."
第十四节，耶和华观看基甸说：“你靠着你的能力去。”
And deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianite.
从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。
Have I not sent you?
不是我差遣你去的吗
？When you are a man of stature,
如果你是有身量的人
，you are practical.
你是很实际的
，you get the job done.
你知道事情成就
，reasonable form of worship.
你就能够给理所当然的侍奉。
If you don't know the order of Melchizedek, doesn't matter. You start learning what you know, worship him.
你不懂得麦基洗德的层次，不要紧。你开始懂视线，操练你所知道的，开始敬拜神。
On the 24th of December, we have no musicians.
在十二月二十四号呢，我们没有音乐团队。
Because in the committee they decided.
因为在委员会里面，他们开会，他们决定。
Is it 31st?
是三十一号吗？或者是二十四号？
Or 24th.
或者是二十四号。
Because the committee was about deciding to have 31st.
因为委员会他们要决定要在三十一号。
Some people book their holiday and suddenly this man missing, that man missing, everybody is missing. I'm the only one present.
因为很多人呢已经过了他们的假期了，很多人不见了，我这是唯一留下来的人。
Taking a holiday is not wrong.
那去度假是没有错的。
You must always make sure.
你要不断确保呢。
Your job is carrying on.
你的工作会继续被人家做下去。
Hello.
Hello.
I want to go on holiday too.
我也是要去度假。
You going on holiday is good.
你去度假是很好的。
Especially if you work very hard.
尤其是你很勤劳工作了。
If you don't work, don't eat.
如果你不要没有工作，就不要吃饭。
Working hard, you could also spend some money and some time with your family.
然后很勤劳工作呢，你要花一些钱，跟花时间跟你的家庭成员在一起。
That's not wrong.
这没有错。
Make sure all your place of responsibility is not thrown in the mid air.
确保你所有的负责的东西呢，不是这样抛给别人而已，丢给别人。
Somebody must be looking after the father's sheep.
某一些人要看顾呢，这个父亲的船只。
David's brother were angry.
那个大卫的兄弟很争气。
To whom did you leave all the father's sheep?
那些呢我们父亲的羊你交代给谁呢
They said you're mischievous.
他说你是不好的不当的行为啊。
Cunning fellow.
你是很狡猾的。
No, we're not cunning.
我们不是狡猾。
We're responsible.
我们是有负责任的。
So the keyboard, the drummers.
所以呢那个玩乐器的玩那个玩鼓的。
And anyone.
在任何人。
Who's going somewhere.
要去任何地方。
Must make sure.
要确保了。
Your house is well.
啊，你的工作岗位人家代替。
To go on a holiday.
要去度假。
When you come back.
当你回来之后。
The robbers entered your house.
那时候盗贼进入你的家。
You get fed up.
你就很失望了。
Because that's never intended at all.
因为那不是你有意要这样的。
But you can leave the house exposed.
但是你可以使整个家被暴露。
And go forward.
然后向前进。
And when you come back,
当你来的时候呢
you need another holiday to recover.
你需要另外一个假期呢来恢复这些。
God's house is like that too.
神的家也是这样。
You must treat God's house more than you treat your house.
你要对待神的家好像多过你对待你的家。
If you're a singer,
如果你是歌唱者
you're an usher,
你是招待员
you don't just disappear.
你不是这样忽然间消失的。
You got to let the key people know, the head usher know, I won't be around so that they can replace you with somebody else.
你必须让你上面的人知道，那一天你不能出席的时候，他们可以呢用别人来取代你。
So if you're singers,
所以你是歌唱者
musician,
或者是团队音乐团队
don't disappear.
不要忽然间不见掉。
Make sure that somebody is in your place.
确保某人呢要站在你的位置。
What I say to one, I say to all.
我跟一个团队说，就跟所有人都这样说。
If a school teacher suddenly disappears and appears, disappears, appears, we will not hire them.
如果那些老师忽然间出现，忽然间不出不去教室的话，我们不会聘请这样的人。
So I rest my case.
所以我就这样结论了。
So the 24th December there is no morning service.
所以24号早上呢，我们没有早晨的机会。
Or night service.
或者是晚上的机会。
You spend some time with Jesus.
我们花一点时间跟耶稣在一起。
You now have time.
现在你有这个时间。
Christmas tree and spend time with Jesus.
啊，跟花时间跟耶稣在一起。
But on the 31st of January.
但是
31st of December.
在12月的31号。
I'll give you the message of the Lord for that year.
我会给你呢，神给我们的信息，关于那2018年的。
And I'll pray for all those who will be present.
我会为所有的出席人祷告。
Give you a fresh new start.
给你一个新的开始。
Then if you want to have a countdown, you do it on your own.
如果你要呢去这个倒数的话，你自己去做吧。
If you're doing it in your house, let me know.
如果你在你的家中这样倒数，让我知道。
If I have no place to go, I'll follow you.
如果我没有地方可以去，我就去到你的家跟你一起倒数吧。
Because all the musicians deserted me.
因为呢，所有的音乐团队都没有要我。
No, I was joking.
只是开玩笑罢了。
Number six.
第六点。
If you're a man of stature.
如果你是一个有身量的人。
You have a high level of integrity.
你有很正直的高度的正直。
When you promise, you do.
如果你应许一些东西，承诺你去做。
Even you swear to your own hurt.
就算你本身呢很受伤，做出牺牲。
Hey, the conferences that we do, we cannot suddenly say, I'm tired.
我们所拥有的这个研讨主办研讨会，我们不能够忽然间说我很疲倦啊。
Tired, not tired, I still have to finish the 1 week.
疲倦不疲倦呢，还是要完成这整个礼拜。
We must keep what we say.
我们所承诺的，我们必须行出来。
Sometimes people forget.
有时候人们忘记了。
What they say.
他们所承诺的。
But integrity is more than just forgetfulness.
但是正直呢，乃是超过忘记。
I remember.
我记得呢。
My children said, "You promised this."
我的孩子跟我说，哎，你答应我在做这些东西。
Sometimes you can forget because you promise too many people.
因为有时候你会忘记你答应很多人很多东西。
And as a pastor, we keep promising everybody.
所以做一个牧师呢，不断的答应很多东西给很多人。
Because we want the best.
因为我们要最好的。
Papa, you must come when my daughter get married.
哦，爸爸呢？我女儿叫你的时候，你必须来哦，出席哦。
Yeah,
我会来。
Then you forgot what you told them.
你忘记了，你告诉承诺过他们。
Then they pursue you.
然后他们来找你。
So sometimes.
所以有时候呢。
We need to be careful.
我们要很小心。
But here, when you have a position of stature.
但是如果你身量的地位的话呢
？You have integrity. You don't change.
你会有个正直的灵，所以说你是不改变的。
What you are is consistent.
你是持续的不变的，你的性格。
You're honest.
你是诚实的。
You're consistent.
你是不变的。
You don't lie.
你不撒谎的。
They can trust you.
他们可以相信你，信任你。Hello.
We need people like that.
我们需要这样的人。
Who don't change in under pressure.
在压力底下也不改变的。
No matter how difficult it is.
不论几困难。
They stay strong.
他们还是继续刚强。
That's a position of stature.
这就是呢有身量的地位。
Let me give you one last one.
让我给你最后一点。
You must have national interest.
你必须呢关于国家的兴趣。
An interest.
对国家的心。
In what God is interested in.
就是呢对神所有兴趣的东西，你要有兴趣。
The state of the nation is bad because he cannot find good people.
这个国家来到这个地位，因为神找不到好的人。
A nation is strong if good people are there.
一个国家变得很刚强，如果好的人在那里。
I didn't just say Christian.
我不是单单说基督徒而已。
Righteous people.
就是公义的人。
There are some righteous people found among the heathen.
在外邦人当中也是很多公义的人。
I wish they're part of our church.
我只希望他成为我们教会的一部分。
Maybe to display some members.
可能要取代一些会友吧。
But these people are good.
但是这些人真的是很好，好人。
They have integrity.
他们有这个正直。
They don't change.
他们不改变的。
What they promise, they deliver.
他们所答应的东西，他们一定做出来的。
If they cannot do, they tell you.
他们如果做不出来呢，他们会告诉你。
National interest.
就是国家的。
God is really looking for people who are interested in others.
神呢也是在寻找那些对国家是有心的人。
If your interest is just yourself, your blessing will not come.
如果你是关心你自己罢了，你的祝福不会临到。
Can I tell you?
我告诉你们。
One of the most powerful key.
其中一个最大的钥匙的就是呢。
To make lots of money.
来赚很多的钱。
Do you want to know?
你要知道吗
？Okay, you don't want to know.
你不要知道吗？赚多多钱。
Because our people are all getting blessed and rich.
每个人都很有钱啊，不要再赚大多钱了吗
？That's why I offer to you, you don't even budge.
所以我要给你，你也不要啊。
No sweat.
也不要。
Do you want me to give you?
你要我给你吗
？One of the most powerful key.
其中一个最重要的钥匙。
Is why are you asking it?
为什么你要祈求呢？为什么你要呢
？Why do you want more money?
为什么你要很多钱呢？更多钱呢
？I'm going to prove to Sister Shelley that I also can do it.
要证明给 Sister Shelley 看，我自己本身也是做得到。
Prove to Raymond that I can do it.
我要证明给 Raymond 看，我也是做得到。
You can tell anybody and everybody.
我可能可以告诉任何人。
What is the reason why you want this?
为什么原因你要有这个东西的原因呢
？That purpose.
那个理由原因。
The fastest way to get blessed.
最有最大的最快能够得到祝福的。
Is ask.
就是祈求。
Not just to meet your need.
不是满足你的需要而已。
Ask that you can give away.
那祈求呢是要你可以的给别人。
You know.
你知道吗
？You watch this.Billionaires, they give a lot of money out.
你看那些亿万富翁，他们借很多钱出去的。
They do it at the end of their life.
他们在他们生命的最终呢，他们才这样做，在年老的时候。
After they made all the money.
当他们赚到所有的钱之后。
I'll leave that case for another day.
啊，这个我改一天才讲。
Enlarge your heart.
你要扩展你的心。
Serve God's people.
来服侍神的子民。
Save God's purpose.
来拯救神的旨意。
Is your interest bigger than yourself?
你的关系的东西呢，大过你自己吗
？Do you want more?
你要更多吗
？So that you can give it away.
所以你可以多给别人吗
？It's called a Titus anointing.
就是哪讲到了这个提多的恩膏。
Just one verse of scripture, and then we're going to pray.
然后再讲多一个章节，我们就可以祷告了。
It's written about the man Titus.
就讲到这个人呢，叫他名叫提多。
Is it 1 Corinthians or 2? 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
And chapter 9.
第八章跟第九章。
Chapter 8 and chapter 9.
哥林多后书第八章跟第九章。
That means...Titus came and stirred up the hearts of the people so that the people raise up resources to help.
提多来了，就激励那些人，门徒的心，使到他们的心起来，他们要帮助别人。
Is provide help.
就是能够供应帮忙。
Financial help.
财务的帮忙。
To the whole region.
给了整个区域。
Just like the prophets Agabus came and prophesied in Antioch, all the financial needs that will happen in Jerusalem that day.
就好像那个阿嘎布先知呢，他来这样那发预言说，在耶路撒冷将会有大饥荒。
You read chapter 8 and chapter 9.
你读了第八章跟第九章。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
And you know the power.
你知道这个能力。
To give.
供应的能力，施奉献的能力。
The wisdom to support.
支持的智慧。
Is found in this text.
还是在这个第八章跟第九章找得到。
How you handle money?
你怎样处理金钱
？How you multiply money?
你怎样倍增金钱
？How you release finance?
你怎样释放的财务
？Those of you attending 7979, you better learn this chapter.
那些要参与7979的，你必须学习这个第八章跟第九章。
Because it gives you tremendous principle of how to be selfless.
他知道你给你这个原则，怎样是无私的原则。
Amen.
Amen.
Can you do that?
你可以这样做吗
？It's not just going helping people when they need money, they need money. When they need food, they need food.
不是单单是帮助别人吧？他们需要钱给他们钱，他们需要食物给他们食物罢了。
That's why everywhere we go, everywhere I go.
所以不论我们去到哪里
，we raise money by raising people.
我们兴起人呢，借着兴起人。
I say we raise money by raising people.
我们兴起人呢，来筹款。
If the people have no money,
如果人没有钱的话呢？
They cannot do what you're saying.
他们不能做你所说的。
But if you help them,
但是如果你帮助他们
，to not just only give, but also how to get.
不单单懂得讲去施舍，也懂得讲去赚钱。
Then they can pick up Titus' anointing.
这样的话，他们就可以拥有这提多的恩膏。
Meet all the financial need in the church.
满足一切教会的需要的财务的需要。
Not just one church, but all the churches.
不单单一间教会，所有的教会。
Say practicality.
跟我一起说很实际化的。
All together now, say practicality.
跟我一起说实际化的。
Competence,
才干
strength,
力量
favor,
恩宠
authority,
权柄
integrity,
正直
national interest,
关心国家
All these things will change and give you a new identity.
这些东西呢会改变，给你一个新的身份。
You see yourself different after that.
过你看自己用不一样的眼光看自己。
I say you see yourself different.
你会用不一样的眼光看自己。
You won't say I'm the least in my father's family.
你不会看着我在父家里面是最小的。
Because God fixed you up.
因为神呢已经塑造了你。
Made you strong.
使你刚强。
Raised you up.
兴起了你。
Release authority in your life.
释放权柄在你的生命。
Release your strength.
释放力量。
Give you a wider interest.
给你的更多的关心。
So you're now a different man.
现在你是不一样的人。
You have found favor with God.
你的在神面前被神喜悦。
Amen.
Amen.
Stand to our feet this morning.
今天早上让我们站立起来。
Let me pray for you.
让我为你祷告。
That you be like Gideon coming out.
你就好像基甸这样出来。
There are so many people like that in Moab.
很多人像这样的在麻波。
And all around the world.
在世界各地。
Those who want to be free.
那是要得释放得自由了。
But don't know how to get free.
但是不懂得怎样得释放。
So they change.
所以他们改变了。
Is you living in houses?
他们没有住在自己的家中。
Are you listening this morning?
你早上在你还在吗
？Living in houses.
他们没有住在自己的家中，他们住在洞穴里面。
They say it's okay.
他们说不要紧啊。
Never mind.
不要紧啊。
I know how to struggle.
我懂得怎样挣扎。
God's not asking you to struggle.
神不是要你去挣扎。
He's asking you to yield.
他要你来降服。
Volunteer freely.
自愿性的出去
in the day of his power,
在他大能的日子
when you can feel God taking over,
当你感觉到神在掌管的时候
then stop messing things up,
你不知道这些困难临至的时候
because when God takes over,
因为当神在掌管
he wants you to stay out,
他要你离开
to follow him,
来跟随他
no, he won't follow you,
他不会跟随你
you have a need,
你有这需要
follow the master,
要跟随你的主人
and your needs will be met,
你的需要得到满足
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
Lord, I pray that our church will rise up,
这样祷告我们教会要兴起来
many men will come out from their caves,
很多人要从他们洞穴中出来
they've gone in fear,
他们进去里面接到惧怕进去
they're hiding, they're not rising to their full potential,
在隐藏在躲藏他们不要
I pray in the name of Jesus,
我祷告奉耶稣的圣名
observe them,
一切他们所
侍奉的 analyze them,
他们在
Change them,
改变他们
so that when they come out,
当他们出来的时候
they can be an answer to society.
他们可以成为社会的答案
Society needs a leader.
社会需要领袖
When Gideon blow the trumpet,
当基甸吹号角的时候
blow the horn,
吹号角的时候
thousands of people came from everywhere.
上千的人从世界各处而来
strong people,
刚强的人
wonderful soldiers,
那些大人的兵士
but God said that's too many.
神说太多人了
I can do it with 300.
我可以用300人做得到
Not 32,000.
不是32,000人
God asked them all to go home.
神叫他们全部人回家
And kept 300.
保留300人
And they changed the whole scenario.
他们改变了整个情况
I'm telling you God is going to raise up strategic men.
我告诉你们神要兴起的有战略性的人
People with position of stature.
那些有声量的地位的
Those who have strength.
那些有力量的。
Those who are having all the things that we talked about.
那些拥有一切我们刚才所讲的。
These things are the evidence you are one with stature.
这些是这个证据，证明你是你有这个身量。
Father, I pray.
父亲啊，我祷告。
That our lives will change this month.
我们的生命呢，在这个月里
改变。Let November be a special month.
这个月才是一个很特别的月。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
That we want to see the power of your spirit.
我们要看见你圣灵的大能。
Fall upon our lives.
降临在我们的生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Set us free.
释放我们。
Set our minds free.
释放我们的思想。
Set our emotions free.
释放我们的情绪。
So that instead of asking, give me, you say, make me.
你不要求神说给我，你说神啊，造我。
Instead of taking what we have and run out of the house.
我们不是得到我们所拥有的从家都跑掉。
We're going to take what we have and run into the house.
我们拥有的然后跑进神的家。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Lord, we pray that we can make this God's house our storehouse.
我们祷告把这个家成为神的仓库。
So that we will coordinate all activities around what we are doing.
使到一切我们所做的所活动的。
Teach us to live the kingdom life.
教导我们将活出国度的生命。
I want you to be careful.
我要你小心。
If you go into the world,
如果你去到这世界
and find your domain,
看到你的领域，找到你的领域
don't neglect the house of God,
不要呢放掉神的家
because the house of God is the engine room,
因为神的家就好像个引擎室
if the engine room is no power, then your boat is going to sink one day,
如果这个引擎室的没有这个力量的话，有一天你的船会沉下去、啊、
as you see the day of the Lord coming more and more, we got to gather more,
当你看到神的日子要临到的时候，我们要更加的聚集我们的力量
So don't make your work the center.
所以不要让你的施工呢成为你的 活动的中心。
Make God's house the center, not your, not your business.
不是你的生意成为中心，让神的家成为中心。
Not even your domain.
而不是你的领域成为中心。
Because you're going there to serve.
因为你去到那里要侍奉。
But you must be going from somewhere to somewhere.
但是你必须从这里差遣出去，进入你的领域。
Tie yourself to the altars of heaven.
你要跟天堂的那个灵祭坛的联系。
From here to the ends of the world.
从这里去到世界各地。
If you're strong,
如果你是强的
Holy Spirit fill you,
圣灵充满了你
and you're undercovering,
你在活在遮盖底下
and you're accountable to somebody,
你在向某些人负责
then you have the right to go.
你就有这个权柄出去
If not, the rebellious will begin to hear the demon say, Jesus, I know Paul, I know who are you.
不然的话呢，叛逆的人会听到说了，保罗我认识耶稣，我认识你是谁。
They said concerning Jesus, Jesus, we know who you are.
他们说关于耶稣，我们认识耶稣，你是谁呢？
Devil must know who you are.
魔鬼必须认识你是谁。
Heaven must be all surrounding your life.
天堂必须环绕着你的生命。
Let this week be a week of victory.
让这个礼拜成为得胜的礼拜。
I pray a week of strength.
我祷告了有力量的礼拜。
A week of great revelation.
一个伟大启示的礼拜。
Raise our lives to the next level.
把我们的生命带到更高的阶层的恩典领导。
Don't compromise.
不要妥协。
So that we can be blessed with all of God's goodness.
让我们可以被一切神的美善所祝福。
Lord, we thank you and we love you.
神啊，我们感谢你，我们爱你。
Let this week be a special week.
让这个星期成为特别的星期。
Also, we pray for the 700 over people that are coming this end of this month.
我们祷告了700人要来到参加研讨会的，在这个月尾。
Give them the best.
给他们最好的。
Lord, I surrender my life to you so that you can do the best for them.
神啊，我把我生命降服给你，使我可以做最好的给他们。
So the rest of their lives they will be so blessed.
使他们的生命将大大蒙福。
That what we begin now will be forever.
我们在这里开始的都会永恒的继续下去。
Help us in a special way.
特别的帮助我们。
Let ANS be the firstborn.
让万国圣殿成为头生的。
Let them receive the firstborn birthright.
让他们领受了头生的恩典的恩赐。
They become better and better and better.
而且变得更加的好。
And Lord, please help me.
神啊，也帮助我。
Because there are many foolish ones in ANS.
有很多愚蠢的人在万国圣殿。
Who are not listening to the sound of your voice.
没有听到你的声音的。
We pray you help them.
我祷告你要帮助他们。
Help them that they may return to you.
帮助他们来归向你。
That they may come back in worship.
他们会回在这里来敬拜你。
So that their service to you will be acceptable.
所以他们对你的敬拜呢是被你蒙悦的。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We pray for our friends.
我们祷告我们的朋友。
The years that are ahead of us
在我们未来的日子
are difficult times.
还是困难的日子。
Help us to save them, touch them.
帮助我们来拯救到他们，触摸到他们。
And heal them and deliver them.
释放他们，医治他们。
Because they are our friends.
因为他们是我们的朋友。
We want to let them know about you.
我们让他们知道呢，关于你。
So that you can start work within them.
使得你可以在他们生命动工。
And take them on the same journey as you take us.
带领他们走这样的旅程，好像我们这样的旅程。
Let not our friends lose out.
让我们的朋友也不会失去。
Because we're too busy.
因为我们太忙碌。
Let them be saved.
让他们也是得救。
Heal and deliver.
被释放得医治。
Because we are preoccupied with the kingdom.
因为我们是被国度所充满。
Touch them in Jesus' name.
这时候触摸他们，奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Put your hand and thank God.
让我们一起赞美他，感谢他。